Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Tes Zayin. We're going to begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Tobi Javitsky Tova Gittel Bas Avram Yitzchak. All the Mishnah is to learn for 7 years from a learning and continue to learn for Refuah Shleima, for Shimon Yaakov Ben Rochel Shira Baruch Hashem, the skin graft. Be'ezus Hashem will continue to be successful, and he should continue to have a refuah shleima b'sof shnat chol Yisrael. So we begin, as I said, on the bottom of Tes Vav Amud Beis with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, Shavua she'eini yoshin. If a person makes a shvua, and he says, I will not sleep. Now, this is going on sleep, which is something that is not an item, it's an action. But a shvua, as we spoke previously, can take effect on an action. It doesn't have to take effect like a neder, only on an object, on an item. So he says a shvua, I will not sleep. Or he says a shvua, she'eini medaber, I will not speak. Or he says a shvua, she'eini mehalech, I will not travel, I will not walk. So also, in all of these situations, his shvua takes effect. And if he either sleeps, or he talks, or he walks, he will be over his shvua. Now, Mishnah then says, and now here we go back to Nedarim, and he says, it should be a karbon, lo ochal lecha. A karbon, he's saying a lashon of, it should be a karbon if I do not eat from you. So the Ran explains, in Dibra Maschu, karbon lo ochal lecha, dahainu kmo imra. It's as if he said, this should be like a sheep, which is a lashon of a neder, lo ochal lecha, and it doesn't take effect. And the Ran says, if you just use this lashon of imra, lo ochalucha, de mutter. So too, if he says, karban, lo ochalucha, it would be mutter. Likewise, the next statement where he says, ha karban sha'ochalucha, it's all going to be mutter, as the Ran says, nami mutter, the lo nadar ele b'chai karban. He says that this is a lashon over here in the life of the karban, and you can't make a neder on the life of the karban. So that's also not going to be good. And finally, the third lashon that the Mishnah has is lo karban lo ochalucha. So in that situation, he's saying it shall not be a karban. Now the girsa that we have is with lo karban. It's two words. But if you look in the Hagos, it's yunim. And if you look in the Ran, so he says the lashon should be lo karban as a single word, not lo karban, but lo karban. And it should be with just a lamed in front of the word karban, and we'll have to explain this more in the Gemara, but the Ran is telling us over here, mashma bishvil isur lo uchal lecha. He's saying that the isur over here, I will not eat it, shim uchal lecha, that implies that if I do eat it, then it should be karban. It shouldn't be a karban what I don't eat from you, implying that it would be a karban what I do eat from you. However, this, as we'll see, the authorship of our mission is Rav Meir, who holds that Michal Lav ain't after Shomehain, and therefore this would also be a permissible Lashon, and in all of these three scenarios, Mutter. That's what the Mishnah tells us. Now we turn to Tezayin Mud Aleph, and we go to the Gemara. And the Gemara explains a little more in detail what I just said. The Gemara starts off and says, who is the author of our Mishnah? Mani Mas Nisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? And the Gemara says, the author of our Mishnah is Rav Meir. Rabbi Meir he. And that's because we previously had the Lashon that you say, Karbon, Shani ochel lecha. We had said that that is, according to Rav Meir, a valid neder. You don't have to say kikarban. Even if you just say karban, according to Rav Meir, that's a valid neder. So we previously learned that Rav Meir holds that if you say karban, shani ochel lecha, that is a good neder. But our Mishnah here says, if you use the lashon karban lo ochel lecha, that's not a good neder. But if you say ha karban shochel lecha, that would also not be a good neder. Whereas previously, Rav Yehuda had said that there is no difference, the Rav Yehuda, lo shani lei karban, or lo shani lei ha karban. In both scenarios, it would not be a good neder. But our Mishnah implies, if he only says karban lo ochalucha, it's no good. Implication being karban ochalucha, it would be good. That goes against Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda clearly says that it would not be good. So therefore, in this situation, the authorship of our Mishnah can't be Rav Yehuda, it must be Rav Meir. Now, if the authorship of Rav Meir, then wait a second, aim a safer, then keep on reading our Mishnah. Again, we pointed out that here the Gemara has the lashon of la karban with just the lamed and the word karban, which is what we said is the girsa of the Ran and the girsa of the Hagos Vitzayunim, and we read it la karban lo ochal lecha mutter. So the sefer of our Mishnah says that if you use the lashon la karban, again not lo karban but la karban lo ochal lecha, it would be permissible. Now we had said that that's because our Mishnah follows Rav Meir, but v'atanan we learned that according to Rav Meir, when it says la karban lo ochal lecha, Rav Meir is actually oser. So how can you say that our Mishnah is Rav Meir? Previously we had Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba explained that when you say la karban, it really means le karban. Nasik omer. It's as if you said Le-carbon yeh, it shall be a carbon, and therefore, lefikach lo-ochalcha. This is how we explained this previously multiple times. We have a statement. So our Mishnah, the Sefer, seems to not be in accord with Rav Meir. Someone says, no, lo-kasha. Here we can explain it easily as follows. There's a difference between la-carbon. Now, this is the way that goes. Tziyunim has this, based upon the Rabbeinu Tam, that we make a difference between la-carbon with a patach and le-carbon with a shva. Now, it's not the exact gears that we have here, but if you look at that, goes in Siyunim, Oz Gimel, this is what he says is the proper way to read this, and we'll read it that way. Lo kasha, hod yomar la korban with the patach, and hod yomar la korban, or le korban with a shva. And therefore, the low heavy korban kamar. When you say la korban, it's as if you said low korban. But if you say le korban, it's a saying that yes, this shall be a korban, and therefore lefikach lo ochalacha. So therefore, we distinguish over here. The simplest way to understand this is we distinguish between saying lo korban and le korban, and you could say lo korban with two separate words, or you could say la korban with a patach, and that means lo korban. So Rav Meir says when you say le korban with the shva, it means le korban yehe and lefikach lo ochalacha. That's Rabbi Abba's understanding. But when it says lo korban or la korban with a patach, then it means that it shall not be a korban. And that which I eat with you shall not be a korban. Implication being that which I will eat with you is a korban, but Rav Meir holds michlal lav ein atoshamehain, and therefore you don't make that implication. Again, a little bit complicated, but hopefully it was clear. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, shvua lo ochalacha. The person makes a lashon of a shvua, and he says, I will not eat from you. As the Ran says, in the Ramasul Masnis and Shua Lo Ochalcha, Mishum Dishvua Lo Ochalcha is Mashma Bishvua. I'm making a Shua that I will not eat from you. Lo Ochalcha, and therefore, this is a valid Lashon of a Shua. He's making a Shua. I will not eat from you. Perfectly good. The Shua takes effect. However, if he says, Ha Shua Sha Ochalcha, which seems to imply that it's saying, I will make a Shua that I will eat from you, that you certainly should be allowed to eat from you. But nevertheless, this lashon of hashua shaocha means I can't eat from you. And the Gemara will explain that this actually means, and we'll have to explain why, hashua shaocha lecha actually means that I will not eat from you. And one of the ways it will explain it is he's saying hashua she'i ocha lecha. That's the simplest way to read this right now. We'll have a machlokas in the Gemara what this means. But if he says, I make a shua that I will not eat from you, so then that, in fact, the shua takes effect and he's not allowed to eat from the person. Finally, if he uses a lashon of lo shvua lo ochalcha, I do not make a shvua on that which I don't eat from you, so that implies that it's a shvua that I will eat from you. In other words, I'm not allowed to eat from you. In all of these three lashonos, it's osir. And Ran points out that this even goes according to Rav Meir, because while Rav Meir holds by a neder michlal lav ein atoshomehein, by a shvua, and the Ran goes through the details why this is so, but by a shvua, the Ran in fact holds that the negative does imply, the implication does imply, even according to Rav Meir. Michlal lav atoshomehein, by a shvua, even though it's not true by a neder. So again, now let's explain this. Let's go to the Gemara and explain this. So the first statement in the Mishnah, shvua lo ochalcha, I make a shvua that I will not eat from you, so then that's very easy to understand. The Gemara doesn't have to explain that. But the second statement, which on the surface sounds like hashvua sha'ochalcha, I make a shvua that I will eat from you, but we explained it means I'm making a shvua that I will not eat from you. And that's what the Gemara says. Michlal, when he says the hashvua sha'ochalcha, it actually means delo achil namashma. It sounds like the opposite of what we're saying it means. It sounds like it means a shvua that I will eat from you, but we're saying it means a shvua that I will not eat from you. So how come that's so? And Gemara says, I'll show you in another Mishnah, which is from Shavuos, it seems to say the exact opposite, or Minu, will show that in the Mishnah in Shavuos, when it uses this lashon, sha'ani ochalcha, shvua sha'ochalcha, it means that I will eat from you. So how come here it means that I won't eat from you? What does it say in Shavuos? Shavuos, we have a famous mission that says, Shavuos, Shtaim Shem Arba. There are two Shavuos that the Torah mentions, which is Lahara O Lehetiv, right? It says, Nefesh Ki Shishova Levate Bisvasayim Lahara O Lehetiv, meaning in the future, I will do something that's positive, or I do something that's negative. In other words, I will eat from you, or I will not eat from you in the future. And that's really Shehen Arba. There's really a additional two, which means in the past, that I ate from you, or that I did not eat from you. So the Mishnah Shavuos has to be translated Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba as follows. The two that are La hara lehitiv she ochal, that I will eat, or v'shelo ochal. He makes a shua I will eat, or he makes a shua that I will not eat. And the two that are in the past, she ochalti, that I ate from you, v'shelo ochalti, that I did not eat from you. Now that's what it seems to imply. Midikama shelo ochal, from the lashon shelo ach means that I will not eat, and she ochalti means that I ate, and shelo ochalti means that I did not eat. So if those three are to be taken literally, again, shelo ochal, I will not eat, shelochalti, I ate, v'shelo ochalti, I did not eat. So those three are taken literally, michlal, that also the word v'kisha ochalcha implies from the Mishnah in Shavuot, when he says that I will eat, v'achil namash, but it means I will eat. Contrast that with our Mishnah, where it says, when he says Shavuah, she'ochal l'cha, it means a Shavuah that I will not eat. So how come in Shavuos it means a Shavuah that I will eat? And here it means, when he says Shavuah, she'ochal l'cha, it means a Shavuah that I will not eat. What's going on over here? The same Lashem seems to be two different things in two different places. So we have two Terutim. The first one's from Abaye. Abaye says, when we use the Lashem, she'ochal, so it has two possible explanations. Shtei lishonos mashma. The word she'ochal, Abaye says, could mean either of the two. It could mean I will eat, or it could mean I will not eat. And it depends on the context. So if the context is as follows, hayu misarvim bolecho, they're pestering this person to eat. V'amar, achilna, achilna. And he says, I will eat, I will eat. So, and then he says, v'su shvua she'ochal, and he says, I make a shvua that I will eat. So then, obviously means, de'achil namashma. Then the lashon of shvua she'ochal l'cha means, I will eat from you. You're pestering me to eat, I say I will eat, and you're still pestering me, and I say, okay, I shvua that I will eat. So the context there means, she'ochal means that I will eat. But, Avol, Abaye says, if they're telling him, please eat, and he says, Omar, lo achilna, I don't want to eat, I don't want to eat. And then they keep on pestering, and he says, "V'su amar shvua she'ochal." It should be sounded like a rhetorical question. A shvua? Am I making a shvua that I will eat from you? No, I will not eat from you. And therefore, when he says shvua she'ochalcha, it's the exact opposite. The context there means dilo achil mukamar. It's as if he's making a shvua that I will not eat from you, because it's rhetorical. Am I making a shvua that I will eat from you? No, I'm not. I'm making a shvua that I will not eat from you. So Abaye says, the law shown in Shavuos, the Mishnah in Shavuos, was when they're pestering him to eat. And he says, okay, shua, I'll make that I eat. And here, the law shown is they're pestering him not to eat. So therefore, when he makes a shua, she'ochal l'cha, it's, am I making a shua to eat from you? No, I'm making a shua not to eat from you. That's how Abaye answers this stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Shavuos. Rav Ashi has a different teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, no. As I explained it, this was easier to explain on Mishnah when I read it. When it says the word shua, she'ochal l'cha, she'ochal the shvua in our Mishnah means she'i ochal kamar. As we see, it's a gimgum of the lashon. He meant to say she'ochal, and it ended up saying she'ochal, but it really meant she'i ochal. So this is a regular case of shvua she'i ochal, and of course, in that situation, he's making shvua he will not eat. So it means a shvua that I will not eat. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why didn't Abaye say like Ravashi, and why didn't Ravashi say like Abaye? But first, we have a question on Ravashi's answer. And he says, if Ravashi is saying this, that it really means she'i ochal, so then pshita, it became pshita, my neighbor. So what's it telling us? If he says, a shua that I will not eat, of course it means a shua that I will not eat. So he says, no, there's a chiddush over here. Mal detem, I might have thought that meikam lishnahi de iskile, as the Rosh explains in Dibra Maskel, mal detem, and he says, v'hoye lolomar, he wanted to say she'ochal, v'hoye megam gein bilshono, and he messed up his words, v'yomar she'i ochal. So you might have thought, V'yamar hachiv, he says, oh, I messed up my words. I didn't mean to say she'ochel. I meant to say she'ochel. So then, you might have thought, Amar hachiv, ma'amidim le'it, that you believe him. So, kamash v'lom, the chiddush of our Gemara and our Mishnah is, kiven the hotzi b'svasov, she'ochel. Since he actually said she'ochel, lo ha'minim le'it. We don't believe him. But my decorum that he says afterwards, basar hachiv, I meant to say she'ochel. We heard him say she'ochel. So therefore, the shua is chal on she'ochel. That is the understanding of Ravashi. And now, as I said, why didn't Abaye say like Ravashi? Why didn't Ravashi say like Abaye? So, simple. Abaye lo omar like Ravashi. Abaye didn't say the tam of Ravashi. Abaye lo omar tam ki Ravashi because the lo ketani shochal. Is that not what the Mishnah said? Ravashi is interpreting the Mishnah as if he said she'ochal. But that's not what it said. So we understand why Abaye didn't like to say like Ravashi. But no, Ravashi, Nodde min tam de Abaye. Why did Ravashi move away? Nodde means to move. Why did Ravashi move away from the reasoning of Abaye? Abaye had explained that we sometimes say that the context is what determines it. So the reason why Rav Ashi didn't like that answer of Abaye, because Kesavar, he says, if that's true, so then why did you only say it for one of the two? You should have said it for both possibilities. Because Shelo Ochal, the first part, when he says Shvuah Shelo Ochal, they didn't go and give this possibility that maybe in the context it should be understood as Sheochal. So Shelo Ochal, Nami Mashmash Shtei L'Shorosh. Then, if you're telling me, look at the context, so then both the Reish and the Sefer should be viewed in the same way. And therefore, Hayu Mesarvim Bolecho, and you should therefore say, if they're pestering a person to go and eat, V'amar, Lo Achilna, Lo Achilna. And the guy says, as like a rhetorical question, am I not going to eat from you? Lo Achilna, am I not going to eat from you? You're pestering me to eat? Of course I'll eat from you. And then, he makes a Shvua, V'amar Nami Shvua, that what? That I will not eat from you. So then, bein she'ochel, whether he said I will eat from you, or bein she'lo'achel, or he says I will not eat from you, we should understand that based upon the context as hodein achil namash v'diyomar. That when he says I will not eat from you, he really means I will eat from you based upon the context. But we didn't say that. The equal l'terutz enami lishna shvua shlo'achel, and therefore you should have said this in the reisha the same way you're saying it in the sefer, that it means shvua d'lo achil nokamar. When he says, I will not eat from you, it could mean that I will eat from you. But you didn't understand it that way, so therefore, Rav Ashi didn't want to explain it like Abaye did. So the Gemara says, so according to Abaye, you have to understand it as follows. Abaye says, Elotana Pascha, the Tana of our Mishnah, is saying one thing. He's not looking at the context. And therefore, if a person says, She'ochal, it means, Da'achil mashma, I will eat from it. And if he says, She'lo ochal, it would mean, Lo'ochal mashma. And therefore, the only way to understand the Mishnah, according to Rav Ashi, is when it says Shua She'ochal, it really meant Shua She'iochal. And that's why Rav Ashi was forced to explain like he did and not like Abaye. Again, a little bit of a complicated explanation. I hope it was clear. And we go on to Vayta to the next Mishnah. Now, we had this previously. Now, we say in the Mishnah, Zechomer Bishvuas Mishvuos Mimididarim. That which we just said exemplifies where a Shvua can be stricter than the Darim. And the Gemara will explain exactly what we're referring to when we say Zeh. This is an example where a Shvua is stricter than by Nedarim. And what's an example of a Chomer by Nedarim? Where do we find that it's more Chomer by Nedarim than by Shvuos? Ketzad, where is that? So the Mishnah tells us, if a person says, Omar, Koneim Sukkah Shani Osef. If a person says, I will not make a Sukkah. In other words, if I make a Sukkah and sit in it, it will be Koneim to me. It will be a carbon. It will be also to me like a carbon for me to sit in the Sukkah. Or if he says, Lulav Shani Notel. Or if he says, Koneim should be to me like a lulav. If I make a lulav, I will take the lulav. It should be also to me like a korban. Or he says, tefillin should be also to me like a korban. Shani maniach, that I will put on tefillin. It should be also to me like a korban. So in all of these three scenarios, the Mishnah tells us that the neder is chal. Whereas by shvua, it's nachal b'nedarim aser b'shvuas mutter. So our Mishnah is giving us this classical example that we said previously, that you can make a neder against the mitzvah, whereas a shvua, your mushba b'omed from Har Sinai, you can't make a shvua against the mitzvah. And even though you said it, you still would be permitted to go sit in the sukkah, to do the tilas lulav, or to lake tefillin, to go put on tefillin. So shvua is different than by a neder. Because she'ein nishba and lav ola mitzvah, because you can't go and make a shvua against the mitzvah, because you are mushba already from Har Sinai. Now, why is that so? We'll learn in the Gemara, and we turn to Tezayin Amud Beis, where we start off and we say, our Mishnah, instead, the first part of the Mishnah said that there's a Chomer in regards to Shvuos, more than Nedarim, so Chomer Miklal D'Nedehu. So if you're going to tell me that it's going on the previous statement, which we had in the Mishnah, in early in the Shia today, when he said Karban, Shelo Ochalucha, we said that that is mutter, it's not an effective neder, so it can't be going on that because we said that that's not an effective neder. So if you're telling me it's going on that, so Chomer Michlal de Nederhu, that implies that it's a neder, but we said in the Mishnah that it's mutter, so it can't be going on the Mishnah that we learned today. Elo, what it is going on is Asefa the Idach Bavuktani. It's going on the second part of the Mishnah, where it said, Shvua Sheini Yoshein, Sheini Medaber, Sheini Mahalech Oser. When the person uses the Lashon of Shvua in regards to, I will not sleep, I will not talk, I will not walk, so in all those situations, the Shvua takes effect, but the Neder doesn't take effect. But when it says the Neder doesn't take effect, it means it doesn't take effect on a Daraisa level. And here we have an example where, albeit it doesn't take effect on a deraisa level, the neder does take effect, as we pointed out in previous shurim, on a derabbanan level. And now we can understand why we're saying zechomer bishvuos mimin nedarim, that the shvuos take effect on a deraisa level on action, whereas nedarim don't take effect on a deraisa level on an action, but they do take effect on a derabbanan level on an action. And that's what our Mishnah means when it says zechomer mishvuos mi b'nedarim, because it does take effect at least on a derabbanan level, and therefore we can call it, it's more powerful by shvua than by nedarim, but at least by nedarim it takes effect on a derabbanan level. As opposed to, if we said it doesn't take effect at all on a derabbanan level, or on a derais level for sure, so then how can you call it a neder? So that's the ratio of our Mishnah. Then we quote the Sefer, which says, there's a chomer bin nedarim, mi shvuos, keitza v'chule. So we said, where do we find nedarim are stricter than shvuos? So we said, nedarim can take effect against the mitzvah, whereas a shvuah can't take effect against the mitzvah. Now, how do we know this? So we have two different versions of this. Rav Kahana, Masne, Rav Kahana learned this, that Rav Gidl said this in the name of Rav, Amar Gidl, Amar Rav, whereas Rav Tavyome learned this, Masne, that it was Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Shmuel. So again, we find Rabbi Yehuda this all the time, but we find this a little bit by Rav Gidl, that first he learned by Rav, but then when Rav passed away, he went to learn by Shmuel. So either Rav Kana says that it was Rav Gidl saying in the name of Rav, or if Tavyome said that it was Rav Gidl saying in the name of Shmuel, that the reason that we know that Shmuels can't take effect on a mitzvah, minayin she'ein yishborim ma'avar la mitzvos, is based upon the pasuk, Talmud Lomar, lo yachel dvoro. Pasuk is Ish ki dor neder l'Hashem, o hishava shvua lesor yisora nafsho, lo yachel dvoro. Call it same piv yase. So the pasuk clearly states that a shvua you're over lo yachel if it's something that you're saying on your own. Avol meichal hu lechevtzi shemayim, but it can take effect on something that is for shemayim. In other words, a mitzvah. It says lo yachel dvoro. Your words dvoro lo yachel. That you're not allowed to go and transgress. You're not allowed to not follow through what you said. But that's only if it's your words. But if it goes against the words of Shemayim, so then it doesn't take effect. So Gemara asked the obvious question. But the Pasuk said, Ish ki yoder neder l'Hashem, o yishavah shvuah l'sor yisor anafsho. The Pasuk talks about both the neder and the shvuah. Why are you saying only a shvuah is no yach, lo yachel dvoro, only his own voluntary words, but not a mitzvah? So the same thing should apply by a neder. Ma'ish no neder, they'll say by a neder, it says, Ish ki yoder neder l'Hashem, the beginning of the Pasuk also says, lo yachel dvoro. So, by a shvua and ami hoksiv lo yachel dvoro, o yishavah shvua l'Hashem lo yachel dvoro. So therefore, it should be both by a neder and a shvua the same din. Why did you distinguish the saying that a neder can be chal and a shvua can't be chal? So Abaye tells us, Amar Abaye, ha di amar hanoa sukolai, because here by the neder he's saying the hanoa of sitting in a sukkah should be upon me. It should be like a korban, and here he's asering upon himself getting hanoa from the sukkah. So therefore, it does take effect on a mitzvah. As opposed to a shvua, how them are shvua. If he says a shvua, shlo adnim in a sukkah, that I will not get hanoah from a sukkah, that goes against what it's written in the Torah. As opposed to the hanoah sitting in a sukkah, that he can ask. So Abaye says that's the difference between a neder and a shvua. That's how we make a difference between the two statements. Rava disagrees in part. He doesn't disagree with the din, as the Ran says. He doesn't disagree with the statement that Abaye is making, that there's a difference between the neder and the shvua, but with the understanding that Abaye gave it, he disagrees. He says, you're using the lashon of hanoah. You're saying that when he says, I should ask hanoah from me, so Amar Rava, v'chi mitzvos lehanos nitnu, do mitzvos, are mitzvah something that we get hanoah from? No, we do a mitzvah. You don't get hanoah from a mitzvah. So when you're sitting in the sukkah, so you're doing the mitzvah. It's not because you want to get hanoah from the sukkah. So therefore, you can't aser sitting in the sukkah from a hanoah point of view because mitzvahs lav lehonos nidu. So therefore, Rava would say, Abaye's reasoning doesn't really work well. But the answer is the same. Elama Rava, you know what he said? Not that I aser hanoah from the sukkah. He says, ha d'amar yeshiva sukkah lai. I make an edda that I will not sit in the sukkah. It should be like a korban if I sit in the sukkah. Not the hanoah, but just sitting in the sukkah. And that can take effect. As opposed to if he said the shvua I will not sit in the sukkah, he's mushba va'omed from Har Sinai, and the shvua can't take effect, but the neder can go and in fact take effect. Gemara says, "V'she'ein yishbarim la'avar la'mitzvos mihochen akli." Is this pasuk ki yidor neder l'Hashem o yishavah shvua l'asor yisor nafsho? Is that really the source of this idea that a neder can take effect, but a shvua can't take effect on a mitzvah? Mihosam nafkalei. Is this pasuk the source? I'll show you a brayse that says there's a different pasuk to this source. This Tanya, because it says in the following pasuk, "Yachol nishba l'batel l'sam mitzvah." A person were to make a shvua that he won't do a certain mitzvah, the low bitel, and in fact he doesn't do this, yochel yechayev. So he says, I swear I will not put on tefillin, and then he does put on tefillin. You might have thought in this situation he should be chayev. So we turn to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk tells us, we had this pasuk early in the shiur today as well, Talmud Lomar, lo hara'o lehetiv, o nefesh yishishova levatei besvasayim lo hara'o lehetiv. That means to teach us, ma hatovas rishus, just like if you do something for good, it's a rishus, so av hara, it has to be rishus. It's only for things that are voluntary. Yotza, this excludes if a person were to make a shvua, nishba levatel es mitzvah lo bital. If a person were to make a shvua not to do a mitzvah, so even though he does it, he's not over, in this situation, a shvua shav. She'ein harishus piyadu, because he has no right to go and make a shvua against something that's written in the Torah. So this is the source. This pasuk is the source, and not the pasuk of ish ki yador neder oshava shvua. So Gemara says, no, you need both. Chad krol lemiftrei min korban shvua. Chad lemiftrei min lav de shvua. There's two aspects over here. One is to bring a korban for being a shvua shav, and the other one is a lav that you're over. So you need both sukkim over here to teach us that you're not over a korban, and you're also not over a lav. The shvua cannot take effect against this. You shouldn't have said this, but you're not chayev a lav in this situation, and you're also not chayev a korban in this situation. And the Ran explains, the pasuk, l'haral l'heitiv, that's coming to teach us that you're potter from a korban. And the pasuk of ki shiyodar neder, that comes, hainu kro, to lo yachel dvoru, that tells us that you're not even over a lav in this situation. So a relatively short shiur today, again a complicated short shiur, but a relatively short shiur, and with this we'll conclude today's shiur.